Junior Munoz, what's good, bro? Happy to have
what's
you
good.
Here.
What's good? Appreciate you, bro. It's an honor.
So first things first, I want to introduce you. Junior Munoz, where do you come from, bro? Where are you from?
I'm originally from Dallas, Fort Worth. You know, most people know it as Dallas, you know, so out there in Texas.
Born and raised?
Born and raised, unfortunately.
Okay. Your parents, are they from Dallas or where they come from?
No, they actually immigrated from Mexico, like many people, right? And they both came from the same town in Mexico out there, and from Zacatecas, so people know it as Nochislan. It's a little town, mm-hmm. you know. But
and were you born in Dallas, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said
yeah.
That's a you said immigrant, right?
Yeah.
So I have an article here that I seen, but I don't want to mention it yet. But yeah. When you think about our family, bro, you at least me, I'm like, damn, how blessed am I, bro?
Yep.
Our situation, mm-hmm. both, I'm like, my family's immigrant family too. My dad came from Salvador.
Yep.
My mom from Mexicali.
Mm-hmm.
Immigrants, right?
Yep.
What are the odds, bro?
Yeah, it's crazy, bro.
That we have this opportunity, bro, like mm-hmm. for a better life. Yep. Why? Because of our family.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the immigrants.
Yep.
That took that sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, there's those immigrants that don't make it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if you've seen just recently
mm-hmm.
what happened in San Antonio. Do you know what happened?
No, I didn't hear about it.
So let me pull this article up. So there was a body. There was bodies found in a semi truck in San Antonio. So 46 people believed to be migrants were found dead in an abandoned truck in San Antonio, Texas. This was yesterday, I believe.
Oh, it's not.
The 28th. 46 people, yep. 16 others survived but suffered heat stroke and heat exhaustion. It's hot out there, right?
Yeah.
Was it like 100 degrees out there?
Yeah, it's like 100. Average? 110. 100 to 110. Average, 100. Humid, yeah.
That's tough, bro. There was no sign of water or air conditioning in the truck. There was no sign of water. Let's see. Even though the truck had a refrigerator trailer, there was no visible working AC unit on board. Charles Hood, San Antonio's fire chief, said. How far is San Antonio from Dallas?
5 hours.
5 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways, I wanted to just talk about that, like how fortunate we are, yeah. because if you think about it, Javi's in the back out there. I'm sure your family's immigrants as well, right?
Yeah.
How fortunate are we?
Yep.
Think about it. Mm-hmm. How blessed are we to be in this position right now?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Yeah. It's crazy, bro. Like that's my biggest motivation has been them, you know, because I mean, and that's why I always say, like, take advantage, never take for granted, you know, everything that we have, even like being able to, they're the small things, you know. Sometimes like sometimes it's easy to overlook because we let our current circumstances kind of dictate our mood and be like, oh, like, you know, maybe we're not where we want to be at in life. But you look back and you're like, damn, what would have life been like if my parents didn't take that sacrifice? You know, what would my life been like? Well, you know, like the problems would have been 100 times worse, you know, like, and I wouldn't have even had, you know, like anything that I have now, that even the mentality, like it would have been hard to even grasp, you know? So
yeah, definitely a whole completely different environment we would be in, you know.
Yeah,
I'd probably be in Salvador right now, you know, walking around the streets, not knowing what my future was gonna look like.
Mm-hmm.
But
yep.
Thank God and thank my parents,
yep,
for making that sacrifice for me, and now I owe them the world.
Yep,
you know, that's my motivation. At least one of the biggest motivations that I have.
Mm-hmm.
It's just when I make it,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give it all back to them.
Yep. You have to, bro.
Yeah, definitely. So talk about a little bit about what was it, or how old were you
mm-hmm.
when you shifted that mindset from, because I know you didn't, you weren't, you know, you started off working, what, 9 to 5, right?
Yeah, I worked construction.
Okay. Yeah. How old were you when you started that?
Oh, I mean, really, you know how it is whenever you're Mexican. You're actually working at a very young age, right?
Right, right.
So, I mean, I was, my dad got into, like, remodeling houses and stuff like that. So, I helped him out since I was, like, about 7 to 8, 9 years old, you know, since I was his only male. So, it's just kind of like, I worked at a young age, you know. I mean, just being real, like, I didn't really have a childhood like many people.
Mm-hmm.
My childhood was spent, like, pretty much, like, Friday, Saturday, Sundays, it was pretty much working with my dad all day, like, and helping him, you know, because nobody else could help him. He couldn't afford to have another employee. So, I mean, he had me as a helper. At the time, I probably didn't understand, I guess, how it was going to help me out, but it taught me work ethic. But I did that up until, obviously, like, 18 years old. At 18 years old, I obviously joined the workforce, like many people. And I decided to be an electrician, you know, because my dad always told me, like, work in construction, but work in a field that it's a skill set, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a skill set, you know. Like, I learned how to do electrical, and it's just, like, even till this day, like, when I don't work, like, I know exactly, like, how to troubleshoot anything, you know. And it's a very good skill set to have because it's needed. But I did all that up until 20 years old. Yeah, so I pretty much worked construction and was familiar in the construction field for a whole decade of my life. And just all I knew was how to exchange, and my hard sweat, you know, into money, you know, maybe 15, 20 bucks an hour, 25. You know?
Yeah, yeah. So 7, 8, 9, that's when you started working, right? And at that time, I'm sure you didn't own anything about business, no education, nothing about, you know, how to flip something, right?
Yeah.
So when was it when you started thinking about, hey, you know, do I want to do this for the rest of my life? Or who did you see? Was there somebody there that you seen that was like, oh, I want to be that guy? Oh, or maybe it was on social media. Who was it? Who was that person? Or what did you see?
So I had two clicking moments. I had one at 15, 16, because, like, at 15, 16, I was working with still my dad, and then I was helping out my uncle with his business. He had flooring. And, you know, like, he would have me work out of town with him, and we would go for, I mean, maybe, like, 60-hour weeks, and, you know, he'll pay me, even though I was 15 years old, he'll pay me, like, $800 for the week, but, you know, like, working all day, pretty much. So, like, at the time, like, for a lot of people my age at the time, like, they were like, oh, you're making a lot of money. But then the thing was is that I met people throughout that way that had been doing that same thing for decades, like, years, like, 20, 30, 40 years, and still making the same money, you know? And I was just kind of like, we're still doing the same thing, you know? And I was just, at 15, 16, I looked at, you know, one of the workers, and I was like, how old are you? You know, they're like, oh, like 45 years. I'm like, how long have you been doing this? You know, and he's like, oh, since I was a kid, since the same age when you started. And I was like, damn. You know, like, I started looking at, like, his results, and I was just like, I don't want that.
How long or how much were they making at that time?
Maybe like average 60, 65K, 70K a year, you know, like, if that, like. So that was my first clicking moment. I was like, okay, I don't want this, but I was still doing, I was still working. Like, it's just like, it was just a thought in my head. I was just like, I know I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. Now at 18 years old, when I joined the official workforce and started deciding to work for an actual company and stuff like that, at 18, then transitioning on to 19, I had my 1 year anniversary at my job, you know, since you wear a hard hat in commercial construction, like, so whenever you're like a 1 year, 2 year, 3 year anniversary, whatever, they give you a little badge to put into your hard hat, basically saying like 1 year. And, so I got mine, they gave me mine. And then the person that gave me mine was one of the managers, you know, and he had been in for 36 years. So, like, he was like, congrats. He told me, he gave it to me. He's like, congrats, you got 34 more years to go. And I'm like, whenever he said that, I was like, you know, like, I was like, no, like,
I don't know about that.
I was like, I don't know about that. You know, he was probably making, he was making good six figures a year, but I was like, no, you know. And like that same day, I still remember that. So he had a newborn. His wife was in in the hospital. The hospital was only about 25 minutes away, but in construction, you know, there's contracts. So obviously, like, there's a time when you have to finish the job. So there, overtime sometimes is needed, like it's mandatory. So he had to stay there during his wife's, like, was giving birth, you know. His wife was giving birth, I remember that. And we had to stay overtime, like, for a 14-hour shift. And he was just kind of like, he was on FaceTime with her in the hospital. It was only 25 minutes away. And they didn't let him go because he was the only one that could hold it down. And I was just kind of like, damn. Like, I was like, I can't have that, you know. So, like, when I got home that day, like, at 18, 19 years old, I was like, okay, like, let me look at other ways that I can make money, you know, because I understood it wasn't what you do 9 to 5, it's what you do 5 to 9. Mm-hmm. You know?
Exactly, so yeah.
That was my turning point.
Wow. And you were how old?
18 or 19.
I'm 18.
Not quite sure, you know?
So what was your first step? What did you do?
So I saw this guy on Instagram, and he actually lives in, Beverly Hills right now, but he was 23 at the time. He had the car that I wanted.
What was it?
It was a BMW i8 at the time. Oh, okay. Right?
By the way, they don't make those anymore.
Yeah. Like, I don't even want it anymore, you know? Like, I don't even, like, it was like at the it's time. Like whatever, at the time, like, it looked, like, appealing. But
yeah.
I saw he drove a BMW i8. He had a mansion in the hills, and he was only 23. Now, I would see on his story, and he would keep posting these charts, and it was like, that looks like a foreign language. I'm like, bro, that looks hard. You know, I'm like, I was not good at math, you know, like, I almost failed school. Like, I'm like, no, you know, like, I can't be doing that. And then the next post was him making, like, I think it was like $5,000 in a day. And I was just kind of like, okay. I'm like, well, I'm like, I worked my ass off this month, and I worked about 80 hours this week. And I was like, and with all the weeks combined in the whole month, I only made about $3,000. And I was just kind of like, he made that $5,000 sitting on his ass.
And how long?
You know, in a day.
In a day.
So I was just kind of like, at that point, it shifted up everything for me. And I remember sliding up on his story, and I was just like, put me on. You know, like, put me on, like, educate me and stuff like that. And that's just how it started. I knew, obviously, I needed to invest into mentorship and guidance, because I was like, obviously, I don't know something that he knows, because obviously he has something that I don't.
Perfect. So you went that route.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about education, getting educated.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about just going through, like, college? And
did you
graduate high school?
I graduated high school, and I did go to college as well. I studied business management. I studied business management and administration because I knew I wanted to. I knew I wanted to own a business someday. Now, did I know what type of business? I did not. You know, like, but I knew I wanted to do it. And I went to college not for my benefit, but it was more to make my parents proud. It's kind of like the subject we left off earlier, like, we owe it to them. Yeah. So it's like, for me, I wasn't going to college for myself. Like, I never was enticed by it. But I was like, let me go for my mom, because this is the least I can do, you know? But I actually dropped out one semester away from my associates, you know, but that's whenever, like, obviously, like, trading started going good for me and stuff like that, and I understood the vision behind it. But my biggest click moment was whenever I remember I was in college, I was working full time, and I was going to college full time. And I remember I went to class one day, and I asked the professor, I was like, yo, how can I open my own LLC? Because I knew it was important to own your own LLC when opening up your own business. He's like, honestly, man, I don't know, because I've never owned my own business. And I was like, okay. Wow. I was like, I'm paying for this, you know, this course, this college, like everybody else. And I'm like, there's 35, 40 students in this class. And I'm like, this is not his only class. And I'm like, everybody in here is believing that they're learning about business, when you're really just, I'm like, you're probably just learning the basics, but you're paying, what, like, like five figures a year for
minimum.
Minimum, like for most people, you know. So it's like, bro, you know.
That's my issue with traditional education. Yeah. You pay all this money, you get into debt.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. These big old banks, these colleges give you all this money to go get an education.
Mm-hmm.
For what?
Exactly.
To get paid shit money.
Exactly. It's part of the system.
And you're fucked because you got all this debt to pay back.
Yeah.
That was kind of my situation too. I went to college for marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the shit they were teaching was like old, dude. Like,
yeah.
It was... Marketing, dude, it's always changing. It's something that's never gonna
evolving every day.
Yeah, it's always evolving.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't see no form of like
value
in it, mm-hmm. you know. So I'm like, fuck this, you know. I know where I could pay good money.
Yep.
To educate myself on marketing, advertising.
Yep.
And that's when I just, you know, when I just thought, you know, education failed me.
Yep.
The school system failed me.
Yeah.
Like I didn't learn a damn thing out there. I learned about money. I wish I learned about money. I wish I learned about law. And I wish I learned something about, you know, just like business.
Yeah.
Just business in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's the rule of the game. I blamed education and I blamed society for it for a long time, but... As I got deeper in the game, I understood we live in a capitalist society, you know, and it's just kind of like, hey, like, you got to think about it. Like, I mean, it's a loop, you know, it's like you get into this loop of like from when you're born, from when you're a kid, you're expected to go to college. You need to go to college. Da, da, da.
College was good
mm-hmm.
back in the 80s, 70s,
yeah. mm-hmm.
maybe 90s.
Yeah.
Nowadays, dude, in our era, millennials, you know, our generation, you think we need an education? Like to go to maybe, obviously, you know, if you want to become a doctor, yeah, you know, obviously.
That's what I always say.
You want to, you know, yeah. be a lawyer or something.
Yeah.
But obviously.
Me personally, I feel like, I honestly feel like there's nothing wrong with education if that's what you're studying, if you're starting to be a lawyer, doctor, things that. Yo, obviously, you need that real education for. But I'm like, my thing is I rather invest into mentorship. Like, because, why? Because when you're, and mentorship as in, like, invest into people that know what they're doing, that know what they're talking about and have the results for it. I always said, and I learned this quote, like, early on from my mentor, and they're like, you are who you listen to, right? So it's like if you listen to your parents all the time, there's nothing wrong with that. You just have to accept the results as well. You know, like if you and 99% of people listen to their teachers, they don't even ask them what the results are. If your teacher's in debt and they're like making 50K a year, I'm like, that's probably going to be you because you're listening to every single piece of advice that they're giving you. Now, if you listen to somebody that's maybe they're in e-commerce, maybe they're trading, maybe they're in real estate, whatever field they're in, and they have that result, 6 figures, 7 figures, 8 figures, mm-hmm. and that matches with your, that aligns with your goals in life, yes, invest into their guidance. You know, they're not going to give it to you for free. You have to respect people's time, you know, like, it's, mm-hmm. you know, so.
Who was your mentor early on?
So I had many mentors throughout the course of my time, because I feel like you don't have a one mentor for everything. You know, like there's many areas in life that you need to grow from, you know, but I had my first trading mentor, you know, his name is Jordan Morgan. And he gave me breakthrough moments when it came to really like learning more about the markets, you know, and everything. I mean, and he's one of the top holders as well. I think he's ranked 40. As far as like some cryptos and stuff like that on the world, you know. So, I mean, he definitely has a result for it, you know. And he's a very down to earth guy. Like, I mean, it's like if you meet him in person, you wouldn't really tell that he's making the money that he's making.
So you still keep in touch with this guy?
Yeah, I still learn from him every day. And like even with me being 3 years into this, like I still learn from him every single day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What about Cash? I know
Cash. Yeah,
he was one of your mentors early on.
He was one of my mentors. So that's why I said you need mentors for everything, like different areas of your life. Like Jordan was my trading mentor. Cash was more so marketing and business mentor. Like he taught me a lot of the stuff that I know, and he's the biggest reason that, I mean, I am where I'm at, because I mean he helped me when I didn't have the direction, and he helped guide me into the direction I needed to go to, you know. So
yeah, Cash is dope. Fun fact, I think you're actually the person that got me the interview with Cash. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Cash is a really dope person, bro. Like talking to him is just, it's always dope. Mm-hmm. So that's your breakthrough, right? You started in when you were 20 years old in mm-hmm. crypto.
I started at 19.
At 19?
Like I started 19 really educating myself, like investing into guidance, right. Mentorship and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. So throughout, you said you had 3 years, right? You have 3 years now?
Yeah, 3 years. 3 years next month. Uh-huh. Yeah, so I started in July 11th of 2019. Yeah.
And you've been nonstop, bro.
Yeah, nonstop, bro. Nonstop every day.
Tell me, how do you do it?
I mean, I feel like...
What's the routine? Is there like a routine? Is there a habit that's there that you just don't want to let go of that's keeping you going? What is it? Because most people, I'll tell you what, most people don't... They can't hold a habit. They can't keep it consistent. Uh-huh. That's the issue with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Why? Because they get distracted sometimes, or maybe they're influenced by other people. Mm-hmm. What is that one thing, or maybe a few things that you can say that kept you going, that kept you consistent? Because I've been following you for, I want to say, a year or so. Mm-hmm. And, bro, you've been dominant, bro. Like, you've been consistent, bro.
Yeah. I mean...
And that's something... That's not easy, bro.
Like, yeah.
It's not easy.
Yeah. And I tell people all the time, one thing that you got to remember is that if, and especially nowadays, because most people are lazy nowadays, you want to win, be what people are not. That's consistent. You know? So, because you already know that, there's so many competition no matter what area industry you're in. You want to win against them. You want to overachieve more than them, just be what they're not, consistent, you know? So it is hard, but it's also hard it's also a hard life if you're not, you know? Right, so you got to choose almost your hard. So it's like that saying, you know, it's hard being broke, it's hard being rich. Which one do you
choose?
Want
your hard.
Choose your hard, right? But like the biggest thing for me is that I'm addicted to progress. Like it's like Drake says it in his songs, like proof is in the progress, right? So
proof is in the progress.
I mean, I'm addicted to progress, and that's the one habit that I have, is just that I have to progress every day, like in some sort of area, whether it's at the gym, whether it's on my personal development, my spiritual development, my trading, whether it's my business, like whether it's my relationships with other people, whether it's my family, like it doesn't matter. It just, I just have to progress in something. I live by like it. I believe that as humans, people, I mean, it's a deep subject, but like, it's kind of like, I mean, people fall into, let's just say, like a state of depression in their life because they stop progressing as well, you know?
Yeah.
All good.
So you're saying something about depression?
Yeah. Yeah, no, because I mean, I've been in a depressed state before, and I always say that, I mean, you can search it up as well, too, like, I mean, most people fall into this state. Not saying everybody, but just me personally, I've said that people fall into that state because they stop progressing. It's kind of like, what do you, your body as a human is not made to stay in the same spot. You know, like you're supposed to be more every day. So it's like, for me, the biggest thing that has kept me going is just, regardless of when you want more out of life, you're going to, the more you ask out of life, the more that life's going to give you in every sort of aspect, even with issues, even with problems and setbacks, etc. But if you're just zoned in to just progressing and you just don't allow a day to go by, whether like no matter in what area it is that you're progressing, then I just feel like you're eventually at one point, it doesn't matter the timeline, it's gonna, your success is guaranteed,
right?
You know, so
those are the keys to consistency, because a lot of people our age lack confidence. I'll tell you, they lack confidence.
Yeah,
they procrastinate, they have anxiety. You know, those are the issues. And what I tell them is, look for something to do.
Yeah.
You know, because most of those people, what do? They just go home, go on Netflix or something.
Yeah.
I tell them, instead of doing that, get off your phone, stop consuming, and start producing something out of yourself. Pick up a book. You know, go outside, learn something new.
Yep.
That's one of the reasons why I picked up the podcast.
Yep.
Why? Because I didn't want to be, you know, stuck on my phone, you know, addicted to just TikTok and shit.
Yeah.
Fucking fuck that.
Yep.
I ain't gonna consume that shit.
Exactly. You are what you consume.
Exactly, bro. So. Yeah. Yeah. And so that's important for our age. It's important for us not to be consumed. Just start creating content. And that's what I was gonna mention to you, bro. I obviously I know a little bit about marketing, and what you can do, you don't have to listen to me, you know.
Yeah.
But I think what you can do that would show a little bit more growth.
Yeah, no, for sure.
On your social media,
bro,
use your voice. Definitely use your voice, bro.
Yeah,
like you got the voice. Just pick up a phone, bro, and just speak your shit, bro. Like using your voice is very, very powerful, and you have a lot of influence.
Yep.
A lot of these young kids are looking up to you, and they follow you because they want to be someone like you.
Yeah.
Use your voice, bro. That shit's powerful as fuck.
Yeah, that's one thing about me. I always tell people, I'm like, get outside of your comfort zone. But I'm like, for me, I've always been in my comfort zone when it comes to social media. Like,
yeah.
I have so many people that I mentor that have way better pages than me. But like for me, like, yeah, that's something I've been. That if there's one thing I know, because one thing is for sure, you first have to know your problem. My problem has definitely been procrastination when it comes to content, you know. But I'm actually in the works of it. I'm like, I'm hiring somebody to do my content, you know. So
that's good.
They're gonna hired, you know, and like they're gonna be.
So they're gonna be following you around, just record down. That's dope. There you go.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's just kind of like, bro, there's so many people that have been telling me that, like, yo, like, bro, you need to start doing that. They've been telling me that since 2 years ago. But, like, now I feel like I'm at the point in my life also that, I mean, I've achieved the results that I've achieved. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of like, in order to help other people out, like, I have to say something. I have to, you know, that's how we work nowadays, you know, social media. So I just have to.
Yeah, because think about it. How many... obviously you have a pretty good big following on social media. A lot of people know of you worldwide, right?
Yeah,
basically. And I bet a lot of those people wish they were in front of you, wish they were next to you, like Javi here.
Yeah,
that were like, you know, side by side, you know, just shadowing you.
Yeah.
So if you were to pick up that camera and share your voice, go day by day, bro, you're gonna impact a lot of good people, bro.
Yep.
So that's important. So now I want to get into the bread and butter of I don't have notes, but I'm gonna just
go off the dome,
bro. So talk to me about your business, bro. What's going on over here?
Okay, cool. I mean, pretty much like I said, y'all know the beginning story. Like I decided to get mentorship in the markets and stuff, and for me, as soon as, man, it's just different. Like once I started making money, like I remember my first had to be like a $200 a day, $300 a day. actually made a $500 a day on accident, on trading. And I think that changed up the game for me, because I was like, bro, like even whenever I had made like a $20-$30 profit in trading, I remember just your mindset shifts. It's kind of, it's almost like,
because you see that,
yeah,
you see the money in there.
You see the money. It's kind of like, but you have to realize I spent a decade exchanging in time or sweat for money. The moment that I made, like, let's just say, like, $20, $30 profit, as small as it is, $20-$30 profit, in a click of a button, I was like, hold up. You know, like, I'm like, you telling me if I do this more times, I'm going to keep getting money? You know, I'm like, bro, like, I just exchanged an hour to get $20 of, like, at my job. You know, I'm like, and you tell me all I had to do was click a button? It's almost the same as, like, if you talk to somebody about real estate, it's just kind of like when you're in real estate and you're making these large commissions, you just don't go back to working a job, like, the mentality anymore. Because mm-hmm. why? You're like, okay, if I just sell one deal, I make enough for the month. Mm-hmm. So it's like the same as like, oh, like you start trading, you get into another different frequency. You're like, oh, snap, I'm converting money into more money. Mm-hmm. I'm like, bro, imagine if I had this. Imagine if I had that. Boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. So like whenever I started getting those profits and stuff like that, like I remember just pretty much putting it out there. Like I was so excited, I just posted it on my story, and like my people started swiping up on this, on my story, like, yo, what is that? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I got you. And then it's crazy because it wasn't really mentorship in the beginning. It was more of like people were running with me, and I was taking them as running partners. But as it grew, you know, as the community that I had grew, the more I taught them, the more I learned. One of the laws of learning is teaching. And people forget that some you learn by teaching. So I started teaching people, like, even just if I was 1 month, 2 months, 3 months in, more than them, I started teaching them a little bit about the mistakes I've done, stuff like that. And I started learning more, and I started speeding up my results. And then it got to the point where, like, fast forward to now, I mean, like, yo, like, I'm just mentoring people, like, all over the world. Like, people hit me up, like, yo, like, I want to be able to achieve the results that you have. And I think now I'm in the position that I'm in the same position as whenever I first hit up that guy on Instagram and I was like, yo, put me on. Mm-hmm. Where, like, now people are in that same position as I was back then. And now I'm able to actually genuinely help them out and guide them through the markets, you know, guide them through our mistakes and stuff like that, because they say that a smart man learns from his mistakes and a genius learns from others. So if you want to be a genius, learn from others.
Right.
So
what are your thoughts right now on this crypto crash?
I mean,
what's going on over here?
Everything that must go up goes down, right?
Must go down.
I was actually training my team on that yesterday, on market psychology. And I'm like, you have to realize that. I'm like, I told everybody, I'm like, who's day trading in the market? They're like, people. I'm like, cool. What are people? And they're like, I don't know. I'm like, emotional. So I'm like, the markets move based on people's emotions, right? Like, because people lose money. 99% of people that lose money in trading or investing is because of their emotions, right? So, but the banks, the hedge funds, and everybody, that the institutions, that they know that. So it's like they take advantage of mm-hmm. that. And when somebody else loses, they win.
Is this something that was expected?
It was expected.
You expected this to happen?
I actually called it out in December. Yeah, December, so 6 months ago. For everybody that's been in my group, like, y'all have been knowing that. Like, I think I called it out. Bitcoin was probably, like, at 38,000 when mm-hmm. I was like, yo, like, it's going to short down. Like, I can't tell you exactly when. I told them, like, I can't tell you when it's going to happen. It might happen in 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, or even a year. But I was like, it definitely has to correct itself. There's so many people making money, they don't even know shit about the markets. You know, I'm mm-hmm. like, it has to humble them, you mm-hmm. know? So, yeah.
So let me play the devil's advocate a little bit. Mm-hmm. So there's those people that say, oh, there's no regulation, mm-hmm. or, oh, it's a scam. Mm-hmm. What do you say to those people?
Well, I mean, typically, like, I out of so many people that I've talked to, typically 99 to 100% of them that believe it's a scam aren't even, haven't even taken the time to, like, even learn more about it. So I'm like, I don't even waste my time on them, you know? So the first step is learning more about it, learning more about the blockchain, how it works.
Getting educated,
because I'm like, you can't ever make assumptions based on what you know now. You make assumptions once you know the information, you know? So
yeah. That's why I say pick your battles, because most of these people, they're not educated. They don't know what they're talking about. They just go by headlines.
Yeah.
They're not in the game. They don't know what they're talking about. You know, so, you know, I don't even, like, pay close attention to them. Like, say whatever you got to say, bro. Like, you know, that's you.
You are who you listen to.
Exactly, yeah.
So,
can you talk a little bit about IM?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, pretty much when I first joined the platform, it's crazy because when I first joined the platform, like so many people talk down on it. Like, for me, I was just trying to get educated, you know? And, like, so many people talk down on it. And I was, like, meeting people that joined, and I was like, why are so many people talking crap? You know, like, why are they saying it's a scam? I'm like, bro, it's just education. You know, like, but I didn't even think much, like, I didn't think much of it. Like, I never really let it get to me because I was just like, bro, I'm listening to these people. These people are making 6 figures, 7 figures. Like, I'm just like.
Because they're giving value every day.
Yeah, like, I'm like, they're giving me value. Like, I'm growing. I'm like, I don't even care. You know, and like, like so many people used to tell me that, like, oh, it's a scam, You know, and this is taking mind when I started, like, Bitcoin was at probably like $3,000, $4,000. Like,
wow.
And like, they were teaching us about the market, like, when to buy, like, like, hey, keep buying. And like, I was in the markets, I didn't even know what's up, but like, I was getting educated. And I was learning, I was learning so much, like, over just a period of 6 months, I was learning more in 6 months than I had ever learned in my whole life. You know?
Damn.
So I was like, yeah, like, I was like, I don't care what people say, you know, and I just kept going. People still doubted. And then, you know, I got a result out of the academy, you know, and, you know, and a lot of people obviously, like, have their own thoughts. They're like, oh, it's because I don't support network marketing or whatever. But I'm like, there's only two business models in the world. You know, I'm like, you either have an employee, a manager, regional manager, or you get a network marketing company. And most people like actually don't even know that they're in a network marketing company. I'm like, some people work at LA Fitness. You don't even know that LA Fitness is a network marketing company. You know, like, I'm like, bro, like, you got to educate yourself. I'm like, you got to know how things work. You know, like, it's just a simple business model. Like, some people invest into marketing, into salespeople, you know, or some people just say, hey, you know, flat out, I'll give you a percentage of the sale and stuff like that. You're able to build your own organization. But the best thing about it that I personally feel, I was just like, look, you come in just for the education and you learn about the markets and stuff like that. I never tell people, hey, put people on or stuff like that. Just learn about the markets. If it works out for you, it's like the same as if Juan Carlos had the best burgers in town. If you had the best burgers in town, then you would let somebody taste the burger first. And then once they tasted the burger, then you can be like, hey, if you bring two people and they purchase my burger, then I'll give you your burger for free. Or you refer three people and they buy the burger, bro, I'll pay you, you know? That's all it is. And I'm like, use that profit that you get in here in this academy and fund your live account, because trading involves risk. Risk means potential loss. So why would you risk your own money? Risk the commissions that you're already getting profit. Still live off of your job. Still do your thing, you know?
Yeah.
So
that's good. But I'll tell you what. Some people would say, but that sounds like a pyramid scheme. Kind of like something like this. Hey, buy all this bunch of product. Buy all this product. Sell it for me. And I'll give you a commission or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's, I don't know if that's really the thing that's going on there, because with IM, at the same time, they're giving you money. Let me try to put this in a way I can understand. Well, you told me you're the expert, bro.
Yeah.
How does it work?
No, I understand. It's kind of like, Because people said that. People don't tell me that now, you know. People told me that back then when I didn't have the results, you know. But they told me, like, oh, it's a pyramid scheme. I'm like, okay, let's search up what a pyramid scheme is together. I'm like, a pyramid scheme is what you said, selling a product, you know, and then giving somebody else a commission because they sell your own product. But for one, A, either there is no product to begin with, or second, there's no value behind the product, which is true. You know, there's actually a lot of pyramid schemes out there where they're like, will be like, oh, like, and there's a lot of crypto coins actually like that too. Like, A, like you refer somebody, you know, to this, you know, you'll get this, they'll give you a percentage or whatever. But like they would promise you that their product was coming out, whatever, and it never did. Like it was
kind of like NFTs too.
Yeah, like there was some NFT scams. You know, there were some crypto scams. There were a lot of scams. A lot of companies that were mm-hmm. scamming and stuff like that. It's in any industry, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm like, bro, it's a product. I'm mm-hmm. like, literally, like there's people that I have on my team that make more money than me, and all they do is trade. Like that's all they do. So I'm like, you can't tell me there's no value behind the product when there's people that don't even put anybody on and they just get educated. Cause I'm like, people forget it's education. Like, I'm like, put it like this. Everybody, let's talk about back to the education, formal education. Formal education. Imagine if, I don't know, like over there where I'm from, there's a university close to me. It's called TCU, right? Texas Christian University. And it's a famous nationwide university and stuff like that. Imagine if TCU said, hey, Juan Carlos, I know, you know, you may have a problem with paying this tuition. It's $128K a year. But actually, if you refer 3 more students to our universal platform, then we'll actually lower down the cost and you'll probably only pay $40,000 in tuition. What is it that you're going to do? Put three students on because you're like, oh shit. Like, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
If you have T-Mobile, you have AT&T, and AT&T told you, which actually like, it's not even like I'm saying this. I'm like, there's a lot of companies that you don't even know that be doing this. Netflix does this, you know, like, you know, Amazon mm-hmm. has referral links, you know, like, mm-hmm. It's just people need to get educate themselves on it. But I'm like, but it's like people just have their own people. Sometimes like I say that the most expensive thing that you can have is a closed mind.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
You know?
Yeah. So what are your plans for the next couple of years? What do you got going on?
So I plan year by year. I obviously have my like big long term goals. You know, like my long-term goals of, you
know. Can I hear some of them?
Yeah. So my goal.
I want to hear the crazy ones, bro. Not the.
My goal next year is actually to finally achieve, you know, the level of income, which is making roughly like $5 million a year. You know, that would be a huge milestone. But where I see myself in the next 5 years is I really see myself educating and really enriching the life of at least 25,000 people worldwide, you know, at the very least. You know, I want to be able to mentor people out because right now I'm nationwide and I'm a little bit in countries, but I haven't sprouted that big enough yet. And it's like my goal has always been like, yo, I want to build in places like Nigeria, like South mm-hmm. Africa, like India mm-hmm. and stuff like that, because the problem that we have here in the United States isn't the same financial literacy problem that like it's everywhere
mm-hmm.
you know. Like I have people in Mexico, like I'm like, bro, like it's like there's a problem everywhere, and I'm like, I just want to be that person to help, you know, to change people's mindsets and stuff like that, because you just don't even know, like it's like you said a while ago, like with, like, hey Junior, you need to put yourself out there in social media. Like I'm like, yeah, like it's true. You know, because you reach these people that outside of the world that you don't even know, like they probably never even thought about having a dream ever in their life before, because they were probably like diminished every time that they thought about yep. like bigger goals and stuff like that. Like mm-hmm. now you can't do that. And I just want to be that person to be like, hey, I was just once in your position. I did this and you can do it too. You know, I just want to be that person for at least 25,000 people worldwide in the next 5 years. And obviously like there's materialistic things and stuff like that in the process. You know, like I want to be able to have 25 real estate properties by then, you know, each one running about at least half a mil, you know, and at least have, right now I have like six sources of income, but I want to at least have about a good 16 by then, you know, solid.
Jeez.
So
you're on your way, bro.
Yeah.
You're on your way. Fuck, I forgot my train of thought. But that's good for you, bro. That's good for you. Because I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people in your business, in your niche or whatever, that they're selfish, bro. They don't want to teach you what they learn, you know, they don't want to show you what they learn, how much money they're winning.
Yep.
But you're putting everybody on game, bro. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing to have. And I think that comes from, you know, how you grew up.
Yep.
Not having a lot. And what's something that you could tell to the audience that they can take with them for the rest of their life? Something that's going to help them grow as a person.
Okay. Sheesh. One thing I've always told people is, regardless of, because we all have different dreams and aspirations, different things that we want to achieve. We all want to get into different industries and stuff like that. But the biggest thing that I kept saying throughout the podcast, and hopefully y'all catch it, but I was like, you are who you listen to. I'm like, don't let that get over your head. I'm like, if you listen, if you keep listening to your five broke friends, you're probably going to be a sixth, more than likely. If you get around people, like, my biggest advice is get around people, change your circle. That's the biggest thing that I do. Change your circle. And be around a circle that is focused on growth. I don't care what they're doing. Just make sure that it's growth, that it's development, that it's progress. I just want, it doesn't matter what field you're in, I just want you to be surrounded around people that want to win and want to see you win. That's it. You know, like fuck people that don't, that like, you know, talking down on you, doubting you and stuff like that. Like, you know, get them out of your life, you know, and put people into your life that actually serve for a purpose, serve you for a reason, and actually are able to help you out. So be aware of who you're listening to, who you're taking advice from, you know, and make sure it suits your goals and aspirations in life.
There's a saying, show me your friends and I'll tell you your future.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that one hit me like, damn, bro, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. You gotta look at the most wealthiest of the people. The wealthiest of the people are having these expensive dinners, but they're having it with people that are maybe in a different industry, but they're focused on growth as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're just focused on networking with people that are in the same vibration as them, you know? They don't lower themselves, lower their standards, and go with people that, you know, are focused on to other negative things and stuff like that. They don't lower themselves to that. They only listen to people that have the same results as them or more, and are going somewhere, right? So
that's dope. That's dope. Let me get a little bit of camera time, bro. So basically, Gene is saying, just get off your ass and do something with your life.
Yeah, fuck the whole 30 minutes. That's what I meant.
No, but I mean, it was good talking, bro. I'm glad, you know, you're doing what you're doing. I see you growing, bro. You're consistent, and I wish you nothing but the best, bro.
Let's get it, bro.
Before we end it here, is there anything that you want to say? Anything you want to mention? Anything you want to talk about?
You know, again, y'all have to shout out to Juan Carlos. I mean, like, he doesn't have to do these podcasts and, like, but understand that he's going out of his way to actually help y'all out. You know, like, this is not really for his benefit. This is really like him leaving an impact behind. And sometimes people overlook that. Sometimes people overlook the fact of what he's trying to do. He's wanting to stream this, you know, globally, so he's able to reach out to many people. The same way that I said that I have goals, he's doing this because he has goals as well, and he wants to be able to help out people. because he never knows like who's listening to this, and yeah, it just changes their whole life forever. And they're, and one day, 3 years later, they're like, hey, Juan Carlos, I appreciate you so much, bro, because I listened to that podcast that from that person you put me in front of. Now I'm here, you know, and he's doing this for y'all. So,
yeah, yeah. You know? And I'm doing my best to have good guests like yourself on, you know, people that are in the game that are, I don't want no foo-foo, lame, you know, just nobodies that are, they're talking just a bunch of little con artists or whatever. I want people that are in the game that can share value and experience and have that to share, you know?
Yep.
And I'm blessed, you know, that you came down over here, bro.
Let's get it, bro.
I appreciate you.
Hell yeah.
That's Junior. What's your IG, bro?
I am, so I and then the M, dot Junior Munoz. Junior Munoz, right? But make sure it's exactly how I said, right? There's a lot of fake profiles.
That's an issue too, huh?
It's an issue too.
Everybody's making fake profiles on everybody.
Yeah, there's a lot of fake profiles. I can't control it. You know, like it's just a lot.
Yeah,
of,
watch out.
You know, you gotta watch out.
You don't ask nobody for money or anything.
I'm not
gonna
ask anybody for money. I'm not gonna ask you for money. I'm not gonna say hi. How's your trade going? you know, so just beware. And if you do invest into mentorship, make sure you get a phone call at least. You know, So
or just reach out straight to Junior.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But. Yeah, I'll see you at the top because the bottom is way too crowded.
Exactly.
All right, guys.
Well, that's about it. Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. This is Undergo with Jace Code. This is Junior Munoz. Again, thank you, bro.
Let's get it.